This is Race Card with Gareth Hall. Text in anytime on 0499 736 736. And for all today's tips, head to the Track Hub on the SEN app.
Saturday morning. Great to be with you. And it's a big day of racing right across the country. Caulfield, looking forward to that. The Chairman Stakes is the feature race there. We've also got a terrific program at Rose Hill. Those two-year-old races are going to be something else, the Canterbury Stakes and also the Whitton Stakes. Usually we see horses that'll be ultra competitive in a Blue Diamond, but especially at a Golden Slipper starting today. Eagle Farm, Ascot's a handy enough meeting. It's a big program there at Ascot because of that meeting that was abandoned on Wednesday. A few of those races have been pushed over to today. And at Morpheville, we're on the Parks track there. So hopefully we can mark your race card with a few winners. And harness racing tonight, it's one of the biggest nights of the year with, of course, the Hunter Cup and also the Great Southern Star. Let's catch up with our first guest. Andy Gath is about to join us. Of course, the trainer of the superstar Catch a Wave, who takes on Leap to Fame in the AG Hunter Cup tonight. He's the second favourite. Leap to Fame's all of the rage at around $1.50. And the champion trainer joins us now. G'day, Andy.
Hey, g'day, Gareth.
How's things, mate? Big night of harness racing. You've got two strong chances. Majestuoso is the intriguing runner in the Great Southern Star as well. But we'll start with Catch a Wave. Are you happy with him heading into to the Hunter Cup?
Yeah, no, he's in great order. We couldn't really be any happier with him. His work's been terrific. And, yeah, he seems to be in the zone and he's going to have to be, tonight's competition.
It's a great race when it comes to tactics, and you've drawn the inside and you look like you hold the key to the race. And we all know how good Leap to Fame is. Is it a situation where you've got to weigh up and take the punt and go, all right, then we'll see, we'll make him work and see if he can outstay us? And most likely he probably will. And he's proven that over his journey, Leap to Fame. Or do you take the punt and say, okay, we think we've got the quicker horse here with his turn of foot, and we'll hand up to him and see if we can get him on the sprint lane? Has it been a few sleepless nights trying to weigh up what option's best for your horse tonight?
Yeah. Obviously, there's a few horses drawn between us and Leap to Fame as well that might have a say in what happens with Typo, Sierra Art and Curly James, who have got reasonable gate speed. So they might chance their arm early as well. So as good as it is to draw barrier one, Spirit of St. Louis had the same draw last year and got hammered early in the lead. So, it's all relevant to tempo, I suppose, and Kate has to make a decision. But, probably the perfect scenario for my horse to win is probably to follow Leap to Fame, especially over 2,700, and try and beat him to speed.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? If everyone thinks you're going to hand up or a chance of handing up, everyone thinks, well, why don't you hand up to me? And to be fair to them, horses like Curly James and Typo, their best chance is finding the fence, Andy. So it will be interesting to see what happens there. I guess it wouldn't be a bad option if one of those horses does hold the front and then keeps Leap to Fame to their outside, but then you just got to wait and hopefully they'll get to you the sprint lane. It's a tough draw for Kate to work out tonight.
Yeah, it is. It's a good draw to have, and if you had to pick your barrier draw, I'd still pick barrier one. So, he's got opportunity to make his own luck. And, we're not saying we're handing up to Leap to Fame. It all gets down. But, if we've got Hammett early, then Grant Cump looking as well. So, we're probably going to have to fold and let him go. But if Catch a Wave sort of led pretty comfortably the first 200 or 300 metres and Grant was out there working pretty hard, Kate will say, well, you can stay out there and keep working. So, yeah, it's all relative to what happens during the race.
He's been a wonderful horse. He's the Miracle Mile champ. But where is he at the moment in your eyes, mate?
Yeah, I think he's in his Miracle Mile Chariots of Fire form, just going by the way he is. I thought his Ballarat Cup run was terrific. We had to make a choice whether we went forward or back, and we know probably going back quelled his chances of winning, but, ran an unbelievable half and covered an extra 40 metres and come through that run really good. So, he's in a really good place and we'll have to see what he's done in the Victoria Cup or what he's capable of.
Yeah, it's exciting to see what he can do tonight. Do you think if it was 2,200 metres, you'd be far more confident than 2,700 metres, or do you think sometimes that's a little bit of a myth that he's a better sprinter than he is a stayer, because I think everyone might have come to the conclusion regarding that after he dropped out in the Eureka and he was taken on in a way by Leap to Fame, but I don't think he was at his best then.
No, he wasn't. He was off, you know, 48 hours leading into that race, and quite as good, but that's racing. You take it when it comes. But I don't know, obey. Everyone said it was only a mile, and he came out and won the Cup last year. So, I don't think it matters. I think good horses is good horses over all distances. We know Leap to Fame. He, over distance, he just likes to brutalise you. He just gets faster and faster and faster, and he's going to be an unbelievably hard horse to beat. And if you do beat him, you're only going to beat him by a small margin. But if Grant, you know, had to have a pick of any horse, he just doesn't want anything on his back. If that scenario happens, I'm guessing it's not Catch a Wave that he wants following him.
Leap to Fame, what price do you think he should be in your eyes?
Yeah, I think $1.50, $1.60. Yeah. I think anything shorter than that in a Group 1 race, this quality is too short for mine.
You've been the king of the Great Southern Star since its inception, basically, and it's a fascinating race, just to explain to our listeners out there. It's a race where you're looking at your form guide. There's no horses in race eight, because that's what we don't know the field just yet. You need to qualify for tonight's final with the heat. So these trotters will be running twice in the night if they can qualify. First three across the line, and then it's the fourth quickest horses outside of that. You're trying to do something quite remarkable, and you've done this before, Andy Gath, by producing a horse first up on a Great Southern Star night. Can you do that with Majestuoso?
We're probably going to be up against it, especially, he had a lot longer off away from the racetrack than Tenodo Valley did, but Tenodo Valley was able to overcome it. But you never know. Quality horses can do amazing things. He's been working really well. He trialled, had a nice trial on Tuesday. Kate looked after him and down the line really good. So he's pretty big in condition, but I think so is the competition too, just the lead. If you look at him, he's quite a big horse too. So he's he won the Great Southern Star 2 years ago, and he qualified last year by running fourth and seventh in the final. So, so hopefully he can sneak his way through again and just get a good draw in the final, and you never know.
So how do you analyse this race? They're backing Keying Knight here. I thought Mufaso Metro would lead easily here. I don't know your thoughts. And we all know that Majestuoso on his night can get out on roller skates. How do you assess the speed map here?
No, it's a pretty fast front line, and I think they'll chance their arm too with He's All Muscle. He's sort of been quite a progressive horse and been running really good times lately in front, and King Ignite was terrific at Ballarat, and he's been lightly raced as well. So with Mufaso Metro, we know what gate speed he's got, and generally he's front of the field horse. So, hopefully there's a lot of speed early. Obviously, us being first up, we won't get sort of too involved, and we need that little bit of heat early and just try and come with one run, and hopefully either go quick enough or we can run top three to get into the final.
Who do you think leads? I don't think Call Me the Breeze, what I watched in his action there, I don't think he's a gate speed type of horse, the odds-on favourite, the former French trot, even though that I thought he was pretty good there on his Australian debut.
Yeah, probably don't want to speak out of school here, but Nathan was pretty confident he could lead or something the other day.
Oh, okay.
He said the trial gave me a really good feel that it wants to run the gate. And I think they've got a head check on him this start. They didn't have one on him at Ballarat, and he had to be a little bit careful with him out the gate. So I think they'll be pretty keen to run the gate with
him. You're not out of school. That's why you're the best reporter that we've got. Unbelievable, Ants. I mean, Andy. So we love that information. We appreciate that information. What about Highland Invincible? Andy and Kate Gath here, when you look at a runner with that combination at a good each way price, despite the draw over 1700 metres, do you give him any hope in a race
the field probably lacked a little bit of depth. Probably had a chance last night and he galloped out for whatever reason, but he's probably a front of the field horse. It's one most of his races up near the lead, but the opposition's not super strong, so if they go really hard early, it probably brings him into the race, but yeah, I wouldn't be having my last on him.
I think there's a special here, and I need your help with the speed map. Sanday, you can't hand up, can you? I think he's a leader. Or in this class, do you hand up? Or do you think he might get nabbed at the start with a horse like Better Isolate?
Yeah, he's him and this sometimes at the gate, Sanday. Sometimes he runs it really good, and sometimes he sort of has no interest. So Generally speaking, he does have pretty good gate speed. He hasn't used it for a while because he keeps having ordinary draws. But, he's quick enough to hold it if he's on sole.
All right, then. So if you do hold it, will you try and stay there?
Oh, I think so. He's in sort of career best form and he's going well. It's a big step up in class for him. Mm. So I just always happy to hand up to a far superior horse. And, I'm not sure that there's a lot of far superior horses off the front row.
Yeah, I think Triple Eight could be an each-way hope there. I think your horse is over the odds, Sanday. I think in front, over 2,200 metres in a race like this, you'll take a little bit of running down because there's not too much between these horses. And Tim's a Troop is always a false favourite in this class for mine. He only comes because he needs to travel with Leaps to Fame, and he needs a lot to go his way. He's a sit sprinter that can't do too much work in his races.
No, I agree. Every time he comes here, he goes around short pricing. He's here for one reason, that's to keep Larry happy.
Yeah, he's the stable companion to Leap to Fame, and it makes Kevy feel a little bit better too because it cuts the price a little bit for the flight. So he thinks that if he can come and make some prize money, it'll help pay for the flight there. And then you got Whiskey Cavalier in the last race. He's promised plenty, but probably hasn't lived up to those expectations. But there looks like there's a bit of pace off this front row. Do you give him a hope?
Yeah, he's probably relying on luck a little bit. He hasn't raced for a while, so he will probably just drive him sit sprint. He has got a terrific turn of foot on him. He's very fast for a big horse, but he needs sort of things to go his way. And a little bit under the odds at the moment, I'd say. He's probably more of a $5 chance.
What's your best chance if I gave you $50, Andy?
Catch Away. It's got the barrier draw.
Each way or straight out?
Straight out, Gareth.
Right, you are bullish. Are you more confident heading into a Miracle Mile or a Hunter Cup?
Oh, no, I never get overconfident. Really, I know the competition's great, but my horse is in great order. Either way, the whole Matthews family clan's going to be there. We'll be there and enjoy the night, whatever happens will happen. But I'm sure he'll run a great race and he'll take a terrific performance by something else to beat him.
Well, Andy, we appreciate your insights. You're our roving reporter as well. You're a big-time trainer. This is a big-time night. I can't wait to see what happens tonight. I just want to get your opinions before we let you go and Just Believe. I think now my time following the sport, and you've had a couple of really wonderful trotters. You've been the standout trainer, the benchmark trainer when it comes to the trotting gate. I don't think I've ever seen a horse develop as quickly as he has. I know he's an 8-year-old, but since he's been with Jess Tubbs and Greg Sugars. And they tell me now that the people of Sweden want to throw everything at him and so he gets there back to Sweden for the elite lot. Where would you rate him amongst the best trotters that you've seen in recent times?
Yeah, he's up there. He probably lacks a little bit of brilliance, a little bit of flashiness, but he just keeps getting the job done. He's an unbelievable horse and you can overcome any circumstance. And I tend to think, those top quality horses, he's a champion. He's a champion in my mind, probably a champion in everyone else's mind. But he can make really good horses look second rate.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he does sometimes. And, horses like Queen of Light and that, not putting her down, she's an unbelievable mare. But, when she comes up against Just Believe, just doesn't seem quite as good. And that's what those really good horses do. They just make those extra good horses don't look quite as good as they are.
And he's got that. He's a little bit of like a Mr. Brightside for mine in a way. I think he's a little underrated despite his record. He's looking for another great Southern Star. He's won a couple of Inter Dominions. But I think a horse like to do what he did over there in Europe and mix it with the very best proves that I think it's great for our trotting game and to prove how far we've come in the trotting ranks. But to see what like... He's been arrogant, even when he faces the breeze. And Sugars has got that lovely balance about him in the gig, but it looks like he's just doing it in second gear these days.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he gets too stressed in any of his wins. And Greg has so much confidence in the horse. If he gets stuck in the death, he doesn't care. He doesn't panic. He just sits there and knows the horse is going to get the job done for him. And have that type of confidence in any horse. You're going to have to be a great horse.
Is it?
He is, and even though he's 8, he's still got all ahead of him.
And Chris Elford, 8,000 winners. Did you ever think you'll see the day that someone achieves that feat?
No, not at all. I'm trying to think what I've done 8,000 times, and it's probably not many things apart from sleeping. And it'd be great if you can do it tonight. I think Queen of Light has got a live chance, even though it's good to Just Believe he's got the awkward draw. So if you could do it on a big night like tonight, it'd be fantastic for Chris and get all the crowd behind him. It's just pretty sure it's an achievement that will never get broken.
No one's
going to be silly enough to work as hard as he has for the last 40 years.
No, he's a champion of the game, and he deserves all the success that comes his way because of his work ethic and obviously his ability. He's been able to reinvent himself a few times throughout his career as well, and he still mixes it with the very best. Just with Queen Alita, do you think she can cross RC Phoenix? I know that at the Bendigo start, the bend came up pretty quickly, so it was a big advantage drawing the inside. Yeah. Do you think with a better starting point here that she's a chance to cross?
I think she is. RC Phoenix set that okay. I'm not sure he's a flyer out, but Queen Alita can let pretty quick. So I think Chris will chance his arm, and you know he probably thinks that's his best chance of winning.
Can't wait for tonight, mate. Go and get them.
Thanks a lot, Gareth.
Always great to chat to the champion harness racing trainer, Andy Gath. It's 20 minutes past 11. This is Race Card on this Saturday morning. It's great to be with you. We'll take